Lively viewers, hello and thanks for joining us on Vegetarianism, the Noble Way of Living. Nestled comfortably in Canada's largest city of Toronto is the Vegan Danish Bakery.
In Denmark, it's not called a Danish, mm-hmm. It's called a Spandauer. Mm-hmm. So it's like a pastry with the fruity mint, like just like Danishes. Actually, these ones here, would you like to try one?
We are vegans, we are Danish, and we bake! So said Shannon, one of the three vibrant sisters of the Schlittermans family, who runs a super lovely vegan bakery at a corner of the famous Yonge Street.
It's been such an excited response from people. We haven't had to put any advertising out. We just wanted to open a little quietly and ease in, but everyone was so excited, so it was wonderful. It really gave us a nice boost.
Newly opened in February 2010, this quaint shop adds an eye-catching Danish facade to the multicultural city. Festive lights, colorful flowers, photos and books of vegan epicure decorate its cozy interior. The sweet aromas of freshly baked pastries and confections convincingly invite in curious customers and strolling pedestrians.
How may I help you?
Can I get two of your carrot muffins?
Sure! I'll pack those up for you.
As soon as we stepped inside, we were surrounded by marvelous multitudes of marzipans, truffles, peach pies, breads, and vegan buttercream muffins, as well as all sorts of scrumptious cakes layered with chocolate, pistachios, and fruits. The cute vegan bakery welcomed us not only with warm smiles, but also a whole new world of indulgence. Allow us to introduce to you the Black Forest Cherry Cake, one of the shop's specialties.
There you go. So this is a gourmet Black Forest Cherry Cake.
Gourmet.
And it's got all the layers of chocolate puddings and the buttercream. When I say butter, it's a earth-balanced butter, but vegan butter, cream icing, and chocolate, very chocolatey, smooth icing as well. And then lots of cherries inside. It's completely appropriate to serve like restaurant quality or to guests when you're entertaining.
Next, we found ourselves wowed at the sight of a creamy strawberry shortcake that is nothing short of extraordinary.
So, and this one here is the strawberry shortcake. Well, the strawberry shortcake has organic strawberries in the top, and it has two layers of sliced strawberries in organic strawberry compote, which is really nice, and then it's got the layers of vegan buttercream icing as well, and it's also got a nice thick layer of custard. Mm. So very, very delicious.
Synthetic.
This was also the first time we had ever seen a Danish princess cake, specially made for a daddy who has been searching for a beautiful and delicious cake perfect for his princess daughter's first birthday. The cake does look like a little princess, doesn't it? We learned a bit more about the varieties of Spandauer, which is what a Danish pastry is called in Denmark.
So these ones here are the Spandauer, mm-hmm. And we have usually three. There's it's more of a like coffee cake dough, so it's not a pastry dough, but we have those as well, so mm-hmm. Just not today. But these ones have the custard, and then there's the almond paste, and then mm-hmm. There's the cherries on top. Mm-hmm. And a little bit of sprinkled drizzle of icing. The flavoring is really lovely. So mm-hmm. We have actually a lot of repeat customers that really enjoy this.
Though small as it is, the shop had an abundant treasure of cookies. The lenzas and rice crisps, for example, are simply luscious to the eyes as well as to the taste buds.
These are called lenza. Mm-hmm. They're like lenses, like eyes. It's also a traditional Danish sweet, and it also has like a marzipan baked inside cookie, mm-hmm. And then it's usually in a sugar like a butter cookie crust, and then there's the icing on top and the berry. So those ones are a really nice treat.
We can't wait to have a taste of the pastries and chocolate truffles. When we return, Shannon shares what vegan baking means to her family and whoever loves cakes and confections. Please stay tuned to Supreme Master Television. Welcome back, cheerful viewers, to our special feature on the enticing vegan Danish bakery at the northern fringe of metropolitan Toronto. The creative vegan baking ideas from a mom, three sisters, and an assistant of the Schlibbermans family have made this charming shop a fragrant haven of compassionate indulgence of gourmet vegan cakes and pastries.
This is not a weight loss shop. This is a rich tasting gourmet, but of course it is healthier because we use flours that do not have the azo, which I wrote it down so I say it right, azodicarbonamides, which is a very toxic additives that they put in most flour, whole wheat flours.
Yes.
They don't use it in white flour, but we try and get organic flours as well.
Okay.
So
it's all about
from sugar to mayonnaise, from coloring to flavoring, every ingredient in the Danish vegan bakery is meticulously and thoughtfully selected for the well-being of customers and all living beings. The selection of sources presents a whole new way of baking.
And we use lettuce and redpath. Their sugars are not done with the bone char anymore, like the whitening process.
Yes.
Only if it's packaged in British Columbia. Mm-hmm. If it's packaged in BC, they have more up-to-date technology.
Okay.
So that's good. Our dyes are made with plant-based coloring.
Mm-hmm.
There's even you can get black colors from vegetable char instead of like burnt vegetables instead of the burnt anything. One has to be very careful and know the different chemical names, or if you're not sure, just look it up on the internet and you can get a really good breakdown of what each chemical is made from. Or we use teas or ground up leaves.
Mm-hmm.
And India has all kinds of dyes that are made from plant. We have to import from either Italy, Germany, or California.
Mm-hmm.
And because there's a lot of Janus suppliers that carry the colors that are safe, no ingredients from insects or animals.
Yes.
So we try our best to be as specific as possible, especially when it's food, because it's religious and it's spiritual for us.
Okay.
So we want to make sure that it's as vegan as possible. And if we come across something down the line, or if we contact other suppliers and then they don't realize, we'll contact them to let them know. We'd like to share the knowledge.
As we listen to Shannon speak so knowledgeably about vegan ingredients, who would have thought that only a few months ago she was a professional event planner? In fact, the family had sold their successful event organizing company to start the vegan bakery. The transition took place thanks to an ethical and spiritual call to all the family members.
When we reached our 1,000th event, because the computer kept track, we decided that even though it was a good, lucrative business, we thought, you know what? It doesn't do anything good.
Mm-hmm.
So we changed that, we sold the business, and we thought we have to start something that's more righteous. So we thought, we're Danish and we're vegan and we like to bake, so we thought, let's start off with a bakery.
After the passing of their father, the core of the Schlibbermans family consisted of Mom Annalisa, her three daughters, a son, and a son-in-law. All of them are vegan. All hold spiritual values dearly in their hearts. A love for animals and a passion to promote the vegan lifestyle come naturally.
I was lucky, my whole family went vegetarian all at once,
mm-hmm.
and then went vegan as well. But I can imagine how hard it would be if I didn't have the family support. But I'd never go back to wonderful. You feel good inside, and it's good for the soul, good for the body and the planet, and especially it's good for the animals.
We are very close-knit family, so we all have the same ideas and just have a lot of fun, you know, talking. And of course, you know, when it comes to anything with animals, we are very sad and want to do our best in, you know, care for the animals and show other people that you can, you know, care for them with eating vegan food.
Our correspondent asked if they ever had any worries in making such a sudden transition, much like a person who's never swam, jumping into the water with both feet. And the answer?
No.
Why not?
Well, we know heaven looks after us. Okay. Heaven looks after us, so there's nothing to be scared of.
Okay.
Yeah. There's a path in the water.
There's a path.
You just have to be sure.
The amazing courage, compassion, and confidence that have enabled the family to open Vegan Danish Bakery come from a simple yet profound understanding of the purpose of being born in this life.
Well, I think we all have the same purpose of being here. It's just some people don't find that purpose, and that's to care for the earth and care for the animals and care for one another, because there's enough people to take care of everybody. If each person just loved their neighbor. And who is your neighbor? Sometimes it's the mouse that lives in the tree outside if it's hungry, or the bunny rabbit. All God's creations and creatures, they're all our neighbors. And in heaven before, we were all unified and taking care of one another, and I believe that that's how it will be again.
We stayed late that day at Vegan Danish Bakery, full of gratitude for the noble family who brought to earth the heavenly gourmet of compassion, love, sugar, and spice.
As we grow, I'm sure we'll become more inventive and make a whole diversified line of cakes and puddings, and we'll be importing some of the whipped toppings and so on.
Cheerful viewers, we would be delighted to have your company again for the second part of Vegan Danish Bakery, tomorrow on Vegetarianism, the Noble Way of Living. Coming up now is Between Master and Disciples, here on Supreme Master Television. May happiness accompany your days always. Indulge in yummalicious gourmet confections at Vegan Danish Bakery. 7718 Yonge Street, Thornhill, Ontario, Canada. 001-905-882-1331. www.vegandanishbakery.com.
For more details, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/VEG.